So today we are in the Build a Better Business program. And I want to just give an overview. And I know for those of you that have been with me for a while, you kind of hear this over and over and over, but I don't think you can hear it too much because whenever I listen to these speakers and these different coaches and I think, okay, I got it. And then I turn around and I sit down to do it and I don't got it. I think, you know, I'm going to implement what I've learned. And then I'm thinking, what? Now, what did they say again? And so sometimes it is helpful to hear it because you get it ingrained and you get a nice solid picture of where you're going with your business. And so one of the main things that I want to talk about is once you know that this is the product or this is the thing that you want to offer, whether it's a service or an actual tangible product, you have to figure out how am I going to get folks to just take the leap and go from not knowing who I am at all to investing in my business and buying either this product or this service. And so you have to take them on a journey through a funnel of steps. And because what happens, and I don't know about you, is that I'm not ready to drop $5,000 on somebody that maybe I don't know and don't really know if they can even deliver what it is that I'm looking for. And so oftentimes I'll do a free seminar, you know, and you see that a lot on Facebook and Instagram, you know, click here for this free, you know, whatever. And so you attend some of those and you get lots of value. And if you feel like it's a good fit and you start to get to know, like, and trust that person, you're more likely to get out your checkbook or your credit card and spend some money on that particular program because you're thinking, yeah, this is what I'm looking for. Or you might sit through one of those and go, it's not quite what I was looking for. And thank goodness I didn't go ahead and spend $5,000 already and then decide it's not quite what. I've got a text message coming up. Sorry, I've got contractors all over the place today, and one of my contractors is messaging me. So they can sit for a minute. It'll be fine. So anyway, I want to talk about with building a better business, you have to decide who you are and what do you want to do for whom. And so, and again, I'm going to hit these very briefly because several of you have heard this over and over. We've got Alicia in the audience. Alicia, come on up with us and join us up here. I click through for you to become a panelist and that'll bring you upstage with us so that we can see you and talk with you. So welcome, Alicia. Anyway, your VPS is your value proposition statement. It's who you are and what you do for whom. So I am Kathy Benner. I am a passive income coach and I help you create passive income on from whatever your passions are. So that's kind of what my promise is to my audience, what I can do for my audience. You can make that as broad or as narrow as you want, depending on what your products and services are. And I know a little bit about Carmela, and I know that she is into several different lanes, same as me. And so sometimes you have to take that 50,000 foot view and decide, what's the common thread between all the things that I want to bring to the table, that I want to bring to my audience? What is that common thread? And so for me, some folks were saying, well, my passion is this or my passion is that, all over the place. And so how can I create all these different lanes to help all of these different folks bring all these different passions into passive income? And so what I really discovered, and again, this was a process for me, and what I really discovered was that I wanted to help folks have the lifestyle they wanted, have freestyle living. And so now that is actually my overarching vision, is to help you have freestyle living. And I'm going to show you an example of all of this here in a moment. And so anyhow, that's just an example of how I had to expand what my vision was so that I could bring everything to the table that I wanted to bring. Now, once I determined that that's what I wanted, then I had to stop and think, what is my story? Because again, this is a tweetable quote. Your storytelling is your marketing. Your storytelling is your marketing. So I could come on here and say, here is a weight loss product. Everybody should buy this weight loss product. And everyone in the room would go, oh, that's nice. But we don't know anything about her. We don't know anything about the product. And so not too many people would get out, you know, their credit card and buy that product. But if I walked into the room and told a story, and said, you know, I was this weight and I found this product and now I've lost, you know, 50 pounds and I'm now doing all the fun things that I've always wanted to do that I couldn't do before. Everyone in the room is like, sign me up. I want to buy some. I want to buy whatever she's taking. If it's working that well for her, I'm ready to buy some. And it was the story was the only difference. between me saying, please buy this product, or let me tell you a story about how this is working for me. So the story was the difference. And so the story is going to be the cornerstone of your business. So make sure that you craft your story. Now, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks. I'm going to make a note. I'm going to put it here in the chat, and then I'm going to show it to you as well. But if you go to my website, kathybinner.com, and go to my Work With Me page, I have left my story there with the prompts. Please borrow the prompts and fill in your own bullet points under each prompt. And that will help you write what's called your hero's journey or your story. And so I'm going to show you that in a minute as well. So your storytelling is your marketing. Then you now know what you want to bring to your audience. You know what your story is on how people are going to connect with you. But now how are you going to get your story and your products out there? And so the fastest way to get your story and product out there is to actually serve another influencer that has the same audience as you. Okay. So think about who is in your lane, who is doing kind of what you're doing that has the audience that you would like to have. Find what they're missing. Find something that's a struggle for them and then offer to help. And I'm going to give you an example. It just happened to me just recently. I have a friend of mine. We both kind of started at the same time, but we went totally different directions in our business. But our audience is similar. He's all about networking. I'm all about creating passive income. And so because he's about networking, he talks with a lot of entrepreneurial type folks. Well, my audience is entrepreneurial type folks. So we have the same audience, even though our message is different. And so I looked around to see what he was missing. Well, he was really struggling with some time because he had launched a book. He had a big trip to Ireland planned. He had all of this going on, and he publishes a magazine every quarter. And I noticed that the quarterly magazine didn't come out. So I get in touch with him and I said, hey, can I help with something? I said, and he goes, yeah, I haven't had time. He goes, I always spotlight some folks in my magazine. And he said, I just haven't had time. You got to send out the invites and then you got to follow up. And then they want to know, what do I need from them? And he said, and it's a back and forth. And he said, I just didn't have time to really go down that lane, you know, to get these folks into the magazine. And he said, so the magazine hasn't come out for this quarter and I'm getting behind. And I said, well, while you're on your trip, I said, I'll get you some folks to spotlight. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah, I'll just take care of it. And he goes, well, if you're going to do that, he said, I'm going to have to make you a part of the team so that you can get into our software where we put who we're contacting so that everybody knows what's going on. And he said, I'm going to have to add you to the team. And I'm like, oh, twist my arm. You see where I'm going with this? See, I'm serving him. And all of a sudden he's making me a part of his team. And so now I can get into the back, what we call the back of the magazine, and I can see, you know, who's been invited and whether they've responded yet and what emails have gone out. And so now I added my material there of the folks that I invited to be in the spotlight. And so now he is, you know, introducing me every time there's a network event. He was like, and Kathy is the newest member of our team. Well, you see what happened? All of a sudden now he's bringing me to his audience and his audience to me. And all I did was offer to volunteer to serve him, you know, to take care of something that he needed help with. So you see where your serving is selling. And all of a sudden, not only did he put me in front of his audience, but now the audience has a different opinion of me, you see, because now they're like, oh, Kathy's helping him and we love him because that's why we're his audience. And she is helping him. So of course we're going to love her. So see, it just puts a whole different flavor on the relationship. And all I did was I just showed up to serve where he needed some help. So serving is selling. So find some influencers that have the same audience as you, see what it is they need. Maybe it's just, you know, bringing, you know, maybe some water to one of their meetups and having, you know, donating a case of water, or helping greet at the door. There's all kinds of ways that you can serve. So think on that. So now you know what you're offering to your audience. You know your story. You've got your hero's journey kind of mapped out and you know your story. So when somebody says, you know, well, what do you do? I can even expand on that story all over the place. It's kind of like an accordion. If I've got 10 minutes to tell my story, I can hit the high points. If I've got a half an hour to tell my story, I can go in a little more detail. Depending on who my audience is, I can highlight different parts of my story, but it's always my story and I'm always ready. See, I'm always speaker ready, no matter what if it's in the elevator or if it's in front of a keynote audience, I am always speaker ready because it's my story. So anyway, I got a gal who is lost here. Let me deal with her for just a moment. And Carmela, what I'm going to do, I am going to actually make you a co-host, and Linda's been with me quite a bit. I'm going to make you a co-host and go around and tell the folks, and just share a little bit about what you want your business to be and where you're headed. And I'm going to answer my gal real quick. So, Carmela, I'm going to start with you to just share a little bit about your story.
Okay. Forgive my voice because I have like the new froggy sound going on. Try to adjust it so you can hear me better. But I am, a wellness advocate. So my story is, you know, I am a person with a big heart, so I'm helping people. So my life is about helps. So I'm really working on trying to bring a lot of pieces of a puzzle together and have them fit. Unfortunately, for the last up and down, I've been back and forth with my mom and stuff, but I'm trying to, you know, I mentor, you know, young women, girls and stuff. I'm there, plus, you know, with things to help people naturally and all that fun stuff. So I also, you know, have like wanting to get my Airbnb. So everything is like out there where I want to help and bring it together. And so now it's, like I said, it's like all these puzzle pieces, but just to get them to fit and flow the way they should flow and how I want them to, you know, what I want them to know me as, you know, that person.
Let me ask you, have you thought about what you want your overarching message to be in all of this?
I've played around with several things. And of course, me being the person I am, I'm like, do I want to go with that? No, maybe that's not right. Maybe that's just not, it's not that, you know, that punch that captures that your attention. And I had something where, what was it? Carmela's. Oh, it was Carmela's Heavenly Cabana, where basically in my head, you know how like you're in Florida or you're on a beach and you have like this like umbrella, but it's like a what are they called? Tikis, teepees, not teepee, the little hut type things. But it's like different things that I do that's like, if they're all under the same umbrella type deal.
Okay.
But more or less, you know, make it friendly, keeping my name with it, but Carmela's Heavenly Cabana. Kind of like, you know, kind of like that. So, and there was other things, but I'm leaning more towards that one, but it's still, that's like my favorite.
And again, it's whatever you're drawn to, because it's not wrong. It's something that obviously is kind of, you know, you're sitting with it and you're playing around with those words, and it'll come. But don't be afraid to to kind of explore some options and possibilities. And I will tell you this: don't forget to go and research it online. Sujana is going to actually rejoin us on another device. Her internet's bad. So I think she's going to jump over to her phone and come back on. So she didn't leave. She's just trying to get on another device. So anyway, don't forget that you can, play around with some words, but then go over and Google it and make sure that somebody else isn't already using it. And I know when we named the guest house, I Googled a lot of names to see where we would show up, because you want to show up on page one. You don't want to show up on page 5,000. And so the more common of a name, the more likely other folks are going to be, you know, using the same thing. And so the more unique you make it, the more it's going to be yours. And I know Linda and I've talked about this. She said, there's a lot of Linda Thomases out there. So how do you make that name unique? You know, so again, her tagline is going to be what's going to make the difference for her. And so Linda, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing and how did you come up with your overarching topic? Oh, you're on mute. And we've got Alicia with, hi.
Hi, Alicia.
And Sujana is coming back. She just is switching her device. So go ahead, Linda.
Yeah. So the overarching theme that I ended up deciding on is I choose abundance. And I felt like it was able to cover a lot of my lanes. We're all multi-interested and multifaceted people. So that part is challenging for us. But I felt like I choose abundance would kind of cover and capture the various areas that I am interested in. One is legacy, and I have a course that I teach on that called Legacy of Love Project. Another area is personal growth. Another area is abundance and financial security and streams of income, a lot along the lines of what Kathy strongly is a proponent of, which is get your passive streams of income, do the work once and let the money keep rolling in, because none of us is getting any younger and we want to, you know, preserve our energy for living, not beating our heads against a wall. And also I'm a tech aficionado. And so I love using tech in ways that make life easier and smoother and more fun and more colorful. So like I'm not, you know, buried in tech magazines or anything, but when I find something that makes my life better, I love telling other people about it and helping them to get set up on it too. And I, in the past, I have done coaching to help business owners set up their tech to streamline their business so that their life can be better. So, and just health, wellness, all of that. So I felt like all of that could fit under I Choose Abundance.
I love that. And you are correct. It does fit. And so you can just grow from there. And you can even add other lanes because mm-hmm. it still fits under that umbrella. And mine is freestyle living, if I haven't said that already. And because I can fit so many things under that umbrella. So I do like that. Alicia, are you starting down that path of putting your business together? Do you have a name or a tagline or what is your main focus?
So I feel like I may be amongst my tribe here because I have a lot of different things that I'm interested in. And so I'm a filmmaker and I'm in ministry.
Okay.
My ministry focus is women. And just, I wrote a book, you know, called, And Then I Started Feeling Pretty, Uproot the Lies, Replant the Truth, and Live Your Life in Full Bloom. So that's my focus, like for women. And I'm trying to figure out, and as a filmmaker, I focus on women's stories primarily, you know. And I'm in an interesting place. I'm not full time where I was anymore. And I'm having to kind of figure out, okay, I have to manage myself now, you know, and just uh-huh. kind of figure out a schedule and where I am and with my time and how do I get certain things out? And, you know, and the thing is, I know how to do it. And I can do it for other people, but it's mm-hmm. kind of a little harder to do it for myself, you know?
So, I get it. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I have to like, okay, think of yourself as a client. What would you tell you? You know, so that's, you know, I feel like I'm at the beginning of of this new place?
Well, I encourage you to kind of take the 50,000 foot view of what it is you want to offer. And again, what I tell everybody, and this works so well, is to make a list of everything that you're interested in that you would like to include and see what thread runs through those. And I had a business coach help me with mine because I said, okay, here's all the things I want to do. And then he said, well, then what would you call it? What are you after? And I said, oh, well, I want more free time. And he's like, but why? And I said, well, because I want to travel more. And he said, but why? And he kept asking me, and I kept having to go down the next level of why. And finally, I settled on about seven levels down. I said, it's because I want to go freestyle. I want to do what I want, the days that I want. I want to really make it where I'm living my life and I'm not being actually directed because of the business. But I can still work from anywhere in the world. And so that's where the freestyle living came from, you know, like freestyle skating and freestyle dancing. And this is freestyle living. And so that's where that phrase actually came from. And so that's my overarching umbrella is freestyle living. And so I can encompass so much, just like Linda can with hers. And so I encourage you and Carmela both to kind of take the 50,000 foot view and see what it is, what phrase, what words, what feeling that you want to give your audience.
I think overall, my message would be, you know, like use your gifts, you know, and find your purpose. Like you are created for a purpose. Find that. And that's what I enjoy helping people do. Mm-hmm. So
do you have a tagline for that lane? Do you have a tagline when you market that?
I don't. And I haven't because I haven't really kind of really stepped into that place yet. And okay. But I want to. I mean, I'm ready to. Like I do a conference. I'm a speaker. Well, not a speaker, really like more of a teacher at a conference every year. And I'm one of the as one of the speakers, we sit down with some of the attendees and try to, you know, help them map out their next place. And I really enjoy doing that, but I've got to like figure out how to package that.
I get it. Now you can't take this one because there's a book by this name, but what jumps into my mind is the book called The Purpose Driven Life. And so maybe play around with something like that, that has the word purpose driven in it. So I don't know if you can use that, but that's what comes to my mind when I'm listening to you, is the purpose driven life. And then maybe you can spin off of that somehow. So if anybody has any thoughts that jump into your head, toss them out here. So anyway, I see that Sujana has not come back on yet. So she was having internet trouble. So sorry about that. So hopefully she'll be able to jump back on or listen to the replay. But anyway, what we're going to talk about today is once you kind of know what that overarching message is, and you've got your hero's journey, your story, and you can tell folks how here's where I started, and you know, and here's where I struggled, but then here's what I discovered, and now I want to help you discover those same things. And then you can find some other folks that you can serve, some other influencers. So now all of a sudden your message is getting out there. But now where are you going to send folks? Where are you going to send them when they say, how can I connect with you? Where are you going to send them that gives them that funnel, if you will, on the different steps on how they can connect with you? Because everybody's in a different place. Everybody is in a different thought process on whether they even want to spend money or whether they just want to hear you first or hear your voice or see what you're all about before they spend any money, or whether they're just ready to go. They're like, I know I want to jump in. This is the program I've been looking for. And so you have to have a place for them to land. And that's where your website comes in. And so once you start building your website, and I encourage everybody to build your own, you can pay somebody to do it. But as you get more clarity, and Linda can back me up on this, as you get more clarity, you're going to want to change some things, and you don't want to be at the mercy of either waiting for somebody to change it for you or having to pay somebody big bucks to change it for you. You and there's so many easy platforms out there today that are drag and drop or plug and play, where you can build your own and you can make it your own. And that way, when you, you know, at midnight, you have that aha moment and you go, oh, I need to add this to my website. You can go in right then and do it. You don't have to say 3 weeks from now, when my web guy finally gets around to me, I've lost the vision. It's like, well, now what was I thinking? You know, anybody that happened to anybody else, you know, if you don't strike while the iron's hot, you kind of lose the edges of that vision. And then it doesn't seem to come out the way you had envisioned it when you were in the moment. And so sometimes you need to be able to just get something down on paper when you have those epiphanies, because I believe they're there for a reason. And if you listen to those and follow through with those, your business will bloom. If you have one of those moments and you go, this is it, this is what I need to add, there's something in it. So don't put it aside and forget it, which happens so many times, which is why there are folks that get things done and there are folks that don't get things done, because they wait. And then, as Mark likes to say, he has to work on the crest of his enthusiasm. And so don't miss the wave. And so anyway, you have to have a place to send them. So find a platform that you're comfortable with. And again, we can help with that. If you don't know where you want to put your website and you don't have one yet, we can help with all the different platforms and I can help you do all of that. Carmela, it's why I keep a notepad everywhere. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's important. So then you have to start putting together your offers. And so your free offer, and I like to use the analogy of a baseball game. So you've got your first base, second base, third base, and home run. And your first base, which is your free offer, has to be something that folks don't feel like they have very much skin in the game. You know, that if they strike out and decide they didn't like it, they didn't really risk a lot. And so you have to have something that's nice and easy for folks to tap in to get to know and like and trust you. And so I like to do free strategy calls. I do these free meetups. There's just all kinds of free stuff. And it can be anything. You can do a masterclass. You can do a summit. You can do a meetup like this. You can do just a strategy call. And I use Calendly for my strategy, but there's all kinds of programs out there. So it's all kinds of things. Last night we did an in-person meetup for our real estate group, and I had half the room was new people. Brand new people that had never gone before. And so as a matter of fact, when I walked into the room, because we were doing a boots on the ground before we did the in-person. And when I walked in the room, I thought some folks, I didn't even know some of these folks. And so I thought, did they put another group in our room? And the girl's like, no, those are all for the real estate group. And I'm like, really? And they were all these new people. So how fun was that? And they had heard some of my free meetups and they had taken a couple of my courses. And so now they're showing up to these meetups. So you can have all kinds of free things. There's no limit to what you can offer for free. However, what I want to tell you to do, again, take the baseball diamond as the analogy and look at your third base. Your third base, and you're going to reverse engineer this, your third base should be your bread and butter. What is it that comes natural for you, that you enjoy, that if you could fill up your days doing it, you would love it. That's going to be your bread and butter. It has to be easy, comfortable, and something that is your passion. Pick that thing, whether it's teaching a course or whether it's something in person, whether it's a speaking, whether it's writing, whatever that thing is, whatever that thing is that you really enjoy. You know, maybe it's running, you know, a bed and breakfast. Maybe it's having an Airbnb. Maybe that's whatever it is, that's going to be your bread and butter. So start with that on base three. And now you're going to reverse engineer. If that's where you want to send everybody, then think back, what could you offer that is a medium price? And then what could you give away for free? You see where you're reverse engineering that. So for me, and again, I'm going to use the nail salon as my example. I was in the salon industry for 25 years and I was the nail tech. I was the owner of the salon, but I also was a nail tech. I started really late in life at age 40. I was the oldest one in my cosmetology class with all these 20-year-olds. And I became the class mom real quick. And Carmela can relate to that. She's the mom to everybody in her town. So I became the mom. Anyway, what happened was, is as soon as I got out into the salon, I had to decide what was my bread and butter. Well, at the time, acrylic nails was going to be my bread and butter, because every gal that got acrylic nails on had to come every 2 to 3 weeks and have a balance, or her nails fell off. For any of us that ever wore acrylic nails, you know what I'm talking about. You have to get that fill in. You have to get that balance. And so never give away your bread and butter. And let me say that again. Never give away your bread and butter. So you have to decide what that thing is first. Mine was balances or fill-ins, not full sets. It was the balance or the fill-in, because those gals had to book over and over and over again. And I was in the salon business for 25 years. I had nail customers that had been with me for 25 years. Okay. Because I decided I was going to do that thing better than anyone else around was doing that thing. And that was going to be for my repeat clients. They had to keep coming back. Okay. So that was my bread and butter. So then I had to reverse engineer. If that's my bread and butter, what could I give away to get somebody through the door that was a lesser price? Well, I could do a manicure for a lesser price. That would get them in the door. Maybe they would buy tanning, get their hair done, get a pedicure. That would get the client in the door if I gave away manicures. Okay. Because that wasn't my bread and butter. My bread and butter was balancings and fill-ins on those acrylics. Well, then what could I give away for free? Well, think about what could you give for free that could actually boost the bread and butter? What if I gave away a full set? Cost me more, took me more time, but on a full set, a gal might come in and get a full set for a wedding and never come back. A gal might come in and get a full set for a prom and never come back, because she really didn't want to wear nails. She was just doing it for an occasion. So I could give away a full set, and then the gal very likely could become part of my bread and butter, because now she's like, I love these nails. I'm going to book a fill-in. And all of a sudden she becomes a 25-year client. So reverse engineer that thing back to, if I'm going to give away something for free, what for free could boost my ticket that I make all my money on? And so everybody's is going to be different. Now, in this realm, and all of us are talking about serving our audience, we're not actually maybe selling like a balance or a manicure or a pedicure. For me now, I have to back up to do a free meetup like this. And so once I do the free meetup, see, my second base offer, my first base is the free meetup. My second base is a course that they buy one time, and you know, it's $197 and they may never come back. They might say, yeah, I'll buy the course and take that and get the information I want. My third base, which is my bread and butter, is a membership site. And so for those of you that are going to be doing any kind of coaching or teaching or anything in that realm, even if it, you're authoring books, material, any type of an educational process, a membership site is an amazing thing. So once they come to the membership site, they pay every month, and you make it very affordable. You know, it's kind of like when you go to the Planet Fitness and you sign up for $10 a month. Even if you don't go for 6 months, you don't cancel, because you're thinking, I'm going to get over there one of these days. So, and it's only $10. So I'm just going to let that go. I don't want to cancel and have to restart. So you want to make it low enough that the folks hang in there, even if they don't attend, because they know they want to attend. They love your material. Maybe they're just catching it here and now, but they want to stay involved in your organization so they don't cancel. And again, if somebody does cancel, now your income is up a couple, down one. You know, your income is like this instead of all or nothing. If you're doing coaching as your fourth base, your home run, and you sign up a whole coaching client, you know, they might buy 5 coaching sessions and then never come back. They might only do it one time. I know I'm guilty of that. I've paid a coach to go through, you know, a package. And when the package was over, I felt like I got what I went for, and I didn't buy another package. You know, I might maybe go to a different coach for a different topic. And so that becomes my home run, you know, because it's a big ticket item and I got a nice price tag for that, but it's not necessarily my bread and butter, see, which is that third base offer. And so now think backwards, reverse engineer it. And what could I do that would make people want to join the membership? See? And now there's going to be a step in between. If they go, I'm not ready to commit to 25 a month every month, but I might just buy the course one time. So now I've got my free meetup. I've got the course. I've got the membership site and I've got the one-on-one coaching. That is all of the bases. They've got first base, second base, third base, and home run. Okay. Are you with me with all that? Does that make sense? So you have to reverse engineer that, decide. So now when you create your website, you have to make that clear on your website. So when folks go to your website, it's going to function somewhat like a funnel. They're going to go, oh, look, I could get just a strategy call with Kathy and go to one of her free meetups, or I could buy this course. And then there's a membership site, but I'm not ready to really sign up for that. I don't really know what that's all about. So maybe I'll just go to a couple free meetups and see what she's all about first. You see how that works. And then what you're going to do is you're going to bring them right down that funnel. Now, whatever products you plug in to first base, second base, third base, and home run is up to you. It's up to what your products and services are. Okay. So maybe if you're a speaker and that's going to be your product that you want to monetize, you want to get paid to be a speaker, and that, you know, being hired to be a keynote might be your home run. So now reverse engineer that. How can you get people to finally get over to that home run for you? And so you have to back up and say, well, you know, being a keynote is kind of like my big ticket. What can I do on a monthly basis that I can get paid? So maybe you can get into an organization where you get paid to run their whole speakers end, where it's your job to line up speakers. It's your job, you know, to fill in if a speaker doesn't show up. You can put yourself in that position. And then just reverse engineer that all the way back to, you know, maybe you can put together a media kit. You get download this free media kit. If you need somebody on your podcast, that could be your freebie, is to down, you know, you can give away your media kit and you'll speak on their podcast for free as a guest. And I don't know about you, but there's a whole Facebook page out there called Need a Guest. People are posting every day. I'm desperate. I need a guest. My podcast guest that I was supposed to interview for Friday canceled, and I desperately need a guest. Can anybody come on and be my guest? And, you know, join some of those groups if speaking is going to be what you're monetizing. If you're going to be a speaker, you have to speak. If you're going to be a nail tech, you have to do nails. If you're going to be a teacher, you have to teach. And so engineer that in reverse so that you're doing that thing a lot at the top of your funnel. That's how people are going to get to know, like, and trust you. And that's how you're going to make a name for yourself in your lane. Doesn't matter what your topic is. It's whatever topic you want. It can be, but you have to, if you're a teacher, you have to teach. If you're a speaker, you have to speak. So just put yourself out there and don't feel that you have to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination. You just have to start. You have to simply start. And so now when you're putting your website together, think about how you want that funnel to flow. Now, once you get to your home run, now it's like, okay, I know what my VPS is. I've got my story, my hero's journey on here's where I struggled and here's what I figured out. And now here's how I want to help you figure it out. And I've got my website. I'm out there serving other influencers in my area. I've got my website so I can send people over and it makes sense, you know, my four steps. So now how am I going to just 10X that? How am I going to get more visibility of what I've built? And that's why this is called Build a Better Business. So how am I going to now make it more visible? So now you have to start thinking, what can I do to send people back to that funnel that I have created, to tap into the free meetups, to tap into buying the course, to tap into joining the membership, to tap into getting some coaching? How can I send folks back to that? Well, you could create a blog. And you want to name your blog that overarching name. Now you're starting to get some branding. So now you want to brand yourself. For me, it's Freestyle Living. You can create a podcast. And you could interview some of those influencers. Guess what they do when they're a guest on your podcast? they bring their audience with them because they're advertising, hey, I'm going to get interviewed. Everybody listen. They bring their audience to you. So not only can you be an audience on theirs, you can create your own podcast and bring the influencer to you, which again is a win-win because you're lifting them up out to the world and they're bringing their audience along, which now gets introduced to you. Like, who is Alicia? Maybe I should check her out, see what she's all about. Okay. So you can make that work for you. So you could blog, you could podcast. Of course, there's social media. You can start posting across social media and pointing back to your website. And you can do that so many different subtle ways. You don't have to hit folks over the head. A lot of times it's just announcing somebody that's in your tribe. You can say, I just want to congratulate, Susie today because Susie did her first speaking gig. Well, everybody is like, well, who is Susie and what is she speaking about? And oh, Kathy's her coach. Well, maybe I need a coach. If Kathy helps Susie get a speaking gig, let me see what Kathy's about. See, so you can advertise yourself in a very subtle way across social media, where if folks are interested, and again, I say this all the time, your tribe will find you. So just be your authentic self, your tribe will find you, and you can put yourself out there across social media. So now you've got the blogs, you've got your podcast, you've got your social media posts that you're doing. Then you can actually set yourself up to be a speaker. Whether you want to monetize it or whether you just want to do it for free, make it a part of the top of your funnel to send folks back to what you're doing, you can put yourself out there as a speaker. You don't have to be some big speaker on a stage with 5,000 people. You could start off by doing reels and little videos that you're just posting on your social media. That's being a speaker. You know, that's sending people back to what you're doing. It's just putting yourself out there, but you have to have clarity on the front end of all of this. If you're just out there talking willy-nilly, people are kind of like, I don't even know what she's about. And they scroll on by and it's not really going to monetize. So you have to be able to express what that overarching vision is for you. You have to be able to say when you either first open up in any speaking, you have to say it at the beginning or at the end or somewhere in your speech. You have to say, I am Kathy Benner and I am a passive income coach and I help you turn your passion into passive income. If you are not clear on what you do for whom, it's not going to monetize. You know, I'm Kathy Benner and I used to be an LTech and now I kind of get online and I tell people and help people and thanks for coming today. You have to make it very clear on who you are and what you do for whom. And so it doesn't matter when you bring that out, but you have to always, that's why that's at the top of building a better business. That's why you have to go back to the building block and you have to ask yourself, who am I and what am I going to do for whom? And that's the hard part. That's the hardest step is step number one, which is where I think I hear Carmela saying she's stuck. She's like, I've got all these things I want to do. And I'm still playing around with what I want my overarching vision to be. And because it's hard for her to put herself out there and monetize what she's doing until she's clear on what she's bringing to the world. What message are you bringing? That was a struggle for me. And I struggled with that for a long time. Because I'm like, well, I like to write and I love real estate and I really need to get healthy and I love, and Mark and I are ballroom dancers and we like cycling. And I thought, how in the world does all of that come under one umbrella? Well, you see where once I really thought about it and broke it down and spelled it out, it's freestyle living. And so now I have that overarching, and I always hashtag freestyle living for you gals that follow me on social media. You see, I hashtag freestyle living and because it encompasses everything that I'm doing. And so now I'm a passive income coach and I will help you create passive income from your passion and help you have freestyle living. So with, think about that. I can see Alicia's thinking. I saw her. She even was like, I can see that happening. So bear with me. I haven't pulled this up already. So I've got all kinds of stuff here on my page. And so I just want to show a couple of you that have not seen my website. kind of how that looks. And for those of you that have, just know that I am also a work in progress, and I have updated my website and changed a few things. And so you'll get to see it. So when you first open up a website, a lot of folks say, and we've all seen it, you look at a website and you have no idea what it is they even do. You're reading a website and you're like, what does this company do anyway? And, or you have the one where the author or the realtor, and it's just them there with their arms crossed, you know, where the website's all about them. And so I like to start my website in what we call the top of the fold, where when this opens up in your computer screen, of course, it's going to show differently on a mobile, but on your laptop or desktop, when this opens up, in the old printing days of newspapers, this would be considered the top of the fold. That was where the headlines went. That's where you want your VPS to show, your value proposition. Who are you and what are you doing for whom? And so here is mine right here, front and center. I'm teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So now when you read that, you know what this website is about. It's about teaching you how to be healthy. It's teaching you how to create passive income. It's coaching you how to get there faster, because I want you to have freestyle living. And then I've got my freebie, schedule your free strategy, schedule your free strategy. I only give them one option so that they're not, how many times do you go to a website and they got the tabs clear across? Now, I'm not saying that's wrong, but sometimes when all your tabs are showing, people think, where do I want to go? And they start clicking around in all your tabs, which is not bad, but I've hidden all of mine under my little hamburger up here because I want them to schedule their free strategy session. I don't want to give them too many choices. We're just so overwhelmed with media and TV and social media, and everybody's all over the map. I don't know about you, but in an hour of trying to work at your desk, you're probably interrupted about 30 times. Because your phone dings and then a social media post comes up, and then somebody walks into the room and asks you a question. And next thing you know, you're like, what was I doing? I was in the middle of trying to create something here, and you just get so sidetracked. So I try to make it as simple as possible. And I want the picture to reflect the overarching message, free style living. And this picture, I went through all my pictures, and this picture is us just having a ball. And then I got permission from everyone in the picture to use it on my website. And I've got a couple more like that further down. I'll show you. It's not just me standing there saying, I am your coach and teacher, and I'm going to coach and teach you how to do this. It's all about me. No, it's all about you. It's not all about me. As a matter of fact, it's none of it is about me. It's all about you, the customer. And so that's what you want to reflect at the top of your website, that it's all about the person that you're trying to help. So now I come right down and say it again. Immediate results, your highest potential, get there faster. I basically just repeated my VPS kind of in bullet points, if you will. And then I say it again in a graphic, you know, complimentary strategy call, get a free meetup, get a course, join a mastermind, our membership community, one-on-one coaching, celebrate with some trips. All of these make you a part of the tribe. So if you just did the complimentary call, you're a part of the tribe. You see how the arrow goes both ways? If you just did the free meetup, you're a part of the tribe. If you just did the one-on-one coaching, you're a part of the tribe. I have a couple of gals, they don't tap into any of my stuff except the trips, makes them a part of the tribe. Okay? And because your tribe will find you. Not everybody is going to come into your tribe the same way. So they're going to come in all different ways. And so these are my offers. So not only did I say it here, what I offered, then I said it here in bullet points. Then I showed them a graphic of how the offer looks. And now I break it down. I toss in here their strategy sessions and office hours. So they go, oh, I just need to talk to somebody. I don't really know what she's doing. I just want to talk to a real life person. They can schedule a strategy session. They can sign up for an office hour. But here it is in order: free meetups, courses, masterminds. So the first thing that I share is there are 8 online programs to identify and solve the problem. And I give some bullet points on problems they're trying to solve. And then here are the free meetups. Join as many as you would like. And there's another one of those fun pictures. See, it's all about them. It's not about me. And I'm even pointing, it's about you. It's you. Free meetups. Join as many as you would like. And so then I tell a little bit about it, and then they can browse all of the different free meetups and ebooks. Again, it's top of the funnel. You see where I'm bringing, there's no risk to them. There's no risk for them to join a free meetup or download a free ebook. But if they click through on this bar right here, I do capture their email address. So my underlying goal is creating my email list. Because if they want to browse the list or download an ebook, it asks them for an email address. Okay, so I'm building my list. They could, in my mid-level, my second base offer, they could buy the course. And see, I'm giving them unlimited access, trying to bring tons of benefit. So now they can click through here and browse the list of courses. Again, they have to create with their email. So I'm collecting their email address when they do that. They could join a mastermind group, a Simply Start mastermind group, which is a paid membership. This is my bread and butter. And again, I have a picture, see, of all of us at one of the this is actually us at one of the masterminds. This is a recent picture, by the way. And what was funny is us three girls were taking this picture, and he jumped in at the last minute, right as I snapped the picture, and it turned out perfect. And he just like jumped over there right as I snapped. We weren't expecting him to be in the picture. And it turned out so fun because, again, I'm all about freestyle living. So that picture represented us. We laughed so hard after that as he jumped in there because we weren't expecting him to do that. That's why we were all laughing so much. But the picture turned out great. And so it represents what I'm trying to sell, so to speak. And so, again, if they browse the masterminds, they end up having to put in their email address. And then I gave a little extra here. They get, if they connect with me, they get two for the same membership price. So they can join a couple different ones. And then I go to my home run, the private one-on-one coaching, and it's to help you get there a little bit faster. And so then again, there's a package deal there. Then I segue. So after, well, not quite. After that, I do have how they can celebrate with the tribe trips. So we talk about the tribe trips. This is an actual picture I took in Venice of a restaurant that we go to right there in Venice. So this is a real picture that I took and put on my website. I like to use real pictures instead of the stuff off the internet because it makes it a little more personal for you and for your tribe. And so then they can click through and learn more about the tribe trips. And then a little bit of an info about me. But at some point then, because again, it's not all about me. So I'm way down the homepage. And so then it talks about now marketing. Now I'm segueing back to point people back to the products so they can read a book that I've published. We have a whole speakers, coaches, authors cabinet where they can get involved. There's a calendar where they can see all of my events and everything that's going on. And then here's my podcast, and it's called Freestyle Living. And so again, it's all about them. So are you wondering where to find information? Have you wondered how to have a freestyle life? Do you want to hear about inexpensive solutions? Do you dream of financial freedom? See, I'm solving their problems. I'm trying to enter the conversation in their minds. I'm thinking, if I were on this website, who would I be? What would my questions be? My question would be, how do I get information about this? How can I have a freestyle life? How can I do it without spending a lot of money? You know, I do dream of financial. See, so I'm trying to enter the conversation in their minds. I'm not trying to make them enter the conversation in my mind. So many websites you land on, and all it does is it talks about, here's the book I wrote, and here's what I want to tell you. Well, I don't know if that answers my question. See, I want to enter the conversation in my audience mind and draw them in, because their question, whenever they land on your website, what they're thinking, whether they tell you or not, they're thinking, what's in this for me? That's what they're thinking. Well, what's in this for me? Let me read this. What's in this for me? So you have to tell them what's in it for them. And so think about that as you're putting your website together. What's in it for them? So then I talk about the freestyle living again in my podcast. And if they click through, see, it says episodes to get you started. And again, they could schedule their free strategy at any time. I don't make them say, now, where was that free strategy button? I do want to talk to her. I make it readily available down the page. And then the blog, and again, same thing, the blog. Now, doesn't that picture look Freestyle Living? I love that little picture. Again, do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? Are you wondering how to start? Have you wondered where to get ideas? Are you looking for inexpensive solutions? Do you dream of financial freedom? Again, I'm trying to enter the conversation in their minds. And so then I talk about how I came up with the blog idea and what I'm talking about. And then there's articles to help you get started. And they could schedule their free strategy session again. Okay. And then I want to make a note that anybody that actually joins any of the masterminds, we give the money away. I don't even keep the $25 a month. I give it back out in through B1G1 all over the world. And you can click on that. But I want to show you my hero's journey story first. But then you can click on the giving page and it'll even show you a map of how widespread the giving is. So again, your tribe will find you, and I want a giving tribe. I want folks that are willing to give to help, you know, the tide rises all ships. That's the tribe I want. I want a tribe that gives. I want a tribe that has a heart. You know, I don't want somebody that says, I need, you know, how many times do we see these big seminars, you know, learn how to make, you know, six figures in a month, you know, click here and I'll show you how to do it. And everybody's like, oh, I want to make money. I want to drive the Lamborghini. I want to travel, you know, around the world. But they're not thinking about wanting to give back. They're thinking about, what can I get? What's in this for me? How much money can I make if I take this seminar? But I want a tribe that has a heart that wants to give back. So I have to express that in my website. And so here is my giving page, and I'll show you how far it stretches. And then I put my testimonials, because that sometimes is your biggest selling tool, is folks that have gone through your program that says, it's the best thing I ever did. So you want to throw some of those out there. And then finally, at the very bottom is where my certifications are. There's a certain number of folks that don't care. And then there's a certain number of folks, they go, is Kathy really qualified to do this? You know, am I really going to spend this money? Does she really have what it takes to teach me this stuff? So you want to kind of verify that you do have the qualifications. But again, it's not about me. It's about my client. And so if you put this, some people put this at the top of the page, and you've probably seen it, you know, sign up for this seminar. Here are the top magazines that have used our services. And here are, you know, they put all of their kudos and qualifications at the top of the page. And it makes me say, well, good for you. I'm glad you're so darn successful. But it makes me almost feel like I can't connect with them, because I'm thinking, I'm not anywhere near that. You know, I can't even picture that kind of money. And so I have attended. And then, of course, their ticket's usually pretty big, pretty steep. And I'm thinking, I don't fit in that group, you know. And so I put all of my qualifications here toward the bottom, because there are folks that want to know and there are folks that don't care. But you want to have it for the folks that want to know. And then at the very bottom, of course, I have my privacy notice and my terms and conditions. And so I'm just going to scroll back up. Again, you see this in reverse. This is my funnel. You see how I just bring folks right down the funnel. Okay, does that make sense? As I'm scrolling back up, any questions on that at all? Comments, questions? All the way back to the top. Now, I'm going to click on my little hamburger. Here is actually my menu of everything. And the first thing that I want to show you is my Work With Me page. When I click on the Work With Me page, please feel free to scroll down. And again, I show the strategy there again in graphics. And then I have several ways that they can, you know, help identify the problem. I talk about that right off of my home page. But here is where I make myself the Sherpa. I found my solution and I can help you find yours. Again, see, it's all about your client. And so here are the prompts. Feel free to use these prompts to create. If you haven't created your own hero's journey, you see the prompt here in the quotes. Let me tell you a quick story. Make 3 bullet points of your quick story. What is your early story? So that's your prompt. Let me tell you a quick story. Dot, dot, dot. What are the three things? For me, I was a single mom. I was working two jobs, living payday to payday. I had no means to save for retirement. You know, just jot it down. Then you can embellish the story. I left mine in bullet point form so that I could use this also to teach. Okay, so that's your first prompt. Then something happened that changed my life forever. What happened? What was an aha moment that made you get off your butt? My mom sat me down and had a talk with me. I met an LTech that was making a lot of money. I decided that to satisfy my mom and to do something about my financial situation, I was going to attend nail school. See, that's what happened that changed my life forever. Put what happened to you that changed your life forever. Then the next prompt. At that time, I had no idea the impact this would have because there was a problem. What was the problem? Well, for me, the problem was I was now working full-time at my corporate job and part-time as a nail tech, and I had no time because I was racing from job to job. So see, I thought I solved my problem, but I created another problem by trying to solve my problem. Okay, so think about your journey. So just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, okay, how did the bottom drop out? Well, the nail salon I signed on to decided to close after I went to school and did all of that. Now they're going to close. And my corporate position said everybody was going to have a bachelor's degree or they couldn't continue to work there. So now I was on the downward slide because the owners of the nail salon decided it was too much work, so they were going to close. And the owners of the corporate company, they were hoping to sell and retire and kind of create a buyout on purpose. And the new buyer wanted everybody to have a bachelor's degree. So needless to say, how did I feel? Again, you want to bring this paragraph in because this is what's going to hook your viewers. Needless to say, I felt what? Felt panicked. Okay, your audience is going to go, I feel panicked right now. Yeah, I need this girl's program because I'm feeling panicked. Well, with your products and services, what is the thing that your clients would feel that would make them say, I need this program. I need to connect with Linda. I need to connect with Alicia. I need to connect with Carmela because this is how I'm feeling. So I felt panicked. So how could I support myself and my daughter without the two jobs? I started researching colleges to try to get my bachelor's degree like by next Tuesday. And I started interviewing at all of these nail salons trying to find a new salon. But that's when I truly hit rock bottom. The salon was gone. The mandatory hours at my corporate job was way too many. I was exhausted. I what did that mean? Well, and again, use these prompts. This meant that I panicked and started looking for yet a third job. My mom was exhausted from taking care of my dad, who'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. You see how my world was falling apart. My mom was also watching my ADHD daughter while I was trying to figure out what to do. So you see where I just brought my reader right through my hero's journey, right to my rock bottom. Your story is your marketing. This is where, and this is an old cliche, we hear it all the time. Folks don't care what you know until they know that you care. Folks are not going to connect with you until they know you've lived it. You've been there. Your story is your marketing. Your story is your marketing. Don't forget that. So that's when I decided, again, the prompts, that I needed to go full-time as a nail tech since my income was better there than in corporate. And I was able to, you know, see, now you see I'm digging myself out. That's when I was able to buy a condo with my nail tech income. I was able to afford my own health insurance and be self-employed. I didn't have to have that corporate job. And then something happened that changed everything. I found a new salon. I realized the owners were collecting rent from me and the other independent contractors. And my aha moment was that, what if I had a salon and collected rent from, what if I did that? See, this was an aha moment. But of course, a lot of people that are in the business are like, really, you're just now realizing that? Yeah, because your audience is going to be folks that haven't seen their aha moment yet. See, that's, and so your story is going to inspire them. And so now I saw that if I could buy my own building, because I took it a step further, I saw that these other salon owners were collecting rent But I saw if I bought my own building, my staff could actually buy me a piece of real estate. So not only would I have rental income for immediate income, I would have some retirement income when I no longer wanted to be in the salon environment because I would own the gosh darn building. So that was the spark I needed. I was scared, but optimistic. So I got my first loan. Here's what happened next. I learned everything I could about the industry. I made additional payments because the cash was coming in from all those renters so I could pay off the building sooner. And then one day I looked up and realized I can now do it again. I could take some equity out of that first building and buy a second one. And then a few months down the road, could buy a third one. I ended up actually retiring with 5 paid for commercial buildings. And I started from, remember, I started from at age 40, not being able to pay my bills working 2 minimum wage jobs. And now I retired early with 5 paid for commercial buildings. So you see how my hero's journey just brought my readers right around that hero's journey on with these prompts. And you can write your hero's journey from these prompts. So I was forever changed by the fact that I now had passive income and I had freedom. See, I'm tying in my freestyle living. I had freedom to live the lifestyle I always wanted. I could work less. I could even homeschool my daughter, which I did. I now saw myself in control, confident, good provider. You see where I'm coming up out of that hero's journey. And that's why I couldn't stop there. I realized now I needed to teach you how to do this. So now I am focusing on creating a step-by-step process, and I'm able to help individuals and entrepreneurs just like you. And this makes me feel like there's so much more to do. I'm just getting started. And what I want you to take away from all this is no matter how tough things are, keep going. And finally, freestyle living. You see how I just brought my readers right around. So for those of you that are on this call, please, you have my permission, go to this particular page on my website. And it is my work with me page. It's not about me. A lot of people make it their about me page. It is my work with me page. And use those prompts, okay? The ones that are in parentheses, use those prompts and create your own hero's journey if you have not done that. It's just a nice systematic way to do that. If you've already have your hero's journey done and you've done it without those prompts, that's fine too. But your work with me page should have your hero's journey. It has to be your story because your storytelling is your marketing. So now if somebody says, Kathy, our speaker didn't show up for a chamber event. Can you come and speak to us today for about 20 minutes? Sure. Because it's my story. I don't have to prep. I don't have to write out a speech. All I got to do is show up and tell my story. Cosmetology company calls, a school calls and says, hey, we need a presenter for our senior class. Can you come and talk to our seniors today for an hour? Sure. And I can stop over that cosmetology portion and expand on that because that's what they're interested in. Real estate group calls me up, says, Kathy, we need somebody at our networking event to talk to our group. Can you come and talk? Sure. I can tell my story and I can stop over that real estate piece and expand on how I got my first piece of property and maybe get down in the weeds a little more on how I got the first loan and what, because it's my story. I don't have to prepare for it. I don't have to write a speech. It's my story. And it comes across more authentic. You're not up there reading a paper or trying to remember a speech that you wrote because it's your story. Okay. So this about me page or work with me page is going to be the cornerstone of everything you do. It's going to be the cornerstone of your blog. It's going to be the cornerstone of your podcast. It's going to be the cornerstone of your website. It's going to be the cornerstone of your products. Does that make sense? So now I want to just jump over and show you one more thing. I know we ran over a little bit and let me find it here. Giving back. And I'm going to flip over to giving back. This is that page where we talked about B1G1. And every time someone does business with us, something great happens in the world. When you work with Kathy Benner or Kathy Benner Companies or Kathy Benner International Academy, we ensure that those less fortunate than us are given an opportunity to grow. And here is our reach so far across the world from our giving. So this is an interactive map and it updates every month with B1G1. And again, folks can schedule their free strategy session. And so here's where we are right here in the Columbus, Ohio area. And you can see all the impacts that we have made around the world, even down here to New Zealand, over here to Australia, all the way down here to South Africa. We have made an impact all around the world from my membership site, because my income comes from my real estate. And so this is more of a passion project for me, helping all of you step into your passion, because I'm turning around with the money that comes into the masterminds and I'm giving it away. Okay. So is this helpful for everybody so far? Yeah. Now, I can't find where to stop sharing my screen because my thing there it is. Sorry about that. It had to take me a minute to find it. So questions, comments, is everything I shared so far helpful today? And I know for some of you that have been with me have like seen it more than once, but is there any aha moments that you got out of today? I am going to put Linda on the spot and jump over to Linda. Linda, have you had any aha moments today? And I know you've heard my presentation several times, but you're on mute.
Sorry about that. Yeah, this was so good. And thank you for so generously offering to share your prompts in your hero's journey there, because when we're encouraged to write a bio, long, short, or whatever, and you're looking at the blank page, it can be pretty daunting. So mm-hmm. that can at least spur some ideas.
Yes, that was helpful for me. And again, that's not my own. That was given to me by someone else. And so I want to do my part and pass it on. The other thing I want to mention for those of you that are putting together your websites, maybe for the first time, scroll down to the bottom of my website, kathybenner.com, and feel free to click through on the privacy and the terms, and you can copy and paste that and make it your own. Make sure you take, you know, my company name out and put yours in. But everybody should have that. That's just a legal thing. If you're going to start offering any kind of products and services, you need to, you know, have a little bit of a game plan laid out, a map of how you respond to different things. And you'll see what that means if you click through and read it. But make sure that you include some terms and conditions and a privacy notice. And so feel free to use mine as well. But make sure you make it your own. Don't accidentally keep my name in there or my business name in there, and make it your own. And then you can, again, it gives you a template, and then you can adjust it to make it what products and services you're doing. Okay. But it does give you a template just like those prompts. Linda, did you have another comment?
Yeah. One other comment was at a recent meeting on one of your meetups, you had shared your website and you had just added one personalized photo down mm-hmm. where your product lines were. And it was like head and shoulders above the other two stock images. And now having all these personalized ones, I mean, the page just pops. It's really wonderful.
Yeah. And so I'm a work in progress, the same as you are. And so don't feel like you have to launch something perfect. You have to get it out there and then it just continue to improve on it. And as you see others, and as you are in other seminars with other folks, you'll have those aha moments and you're like, oh, I need to include that on my, and then if it's a website, of course, that you're building, you don't have to wait for somebody to try to paint the picture of what you want them to do and for them to not quite get it right. And then you've got to pay them to do it. And it's not quite what you had in mind. And that way you get to create your own. And that's why I endorse doing your own. So thank you for that, Linda. Carmela, how about you? Any aha moments today?
Oh, quite a few in between the phone calls. I'm like,
I saw you're busy.
Everybody,
I know.
Everybody calls, people come in the office and then they're like, oh, it smells good in here. And I'm like, what do you need? But one of the things, you know, it popped up, you know, even thinking about myself, a lot of the things, it's like, you know, they have life coaches and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not a life coach, but it seems like I'm like a life organizer. I'm always the one to organize whatever it is, an event or something, to make it easy for someone else and keep them on track. And that's something I enjoy doing and things, but it's just making me, it's like, okay, I have to sit down because, I think Alicia, as you may have been the one to mention, that you know how to do things for others. And I'm the one they call at church. Carmela's Johnny on the spot. I just got a call from a girlfriend. They do an event in town in Lima every year, and it's a back to school event. Well, I helped her last year because she was kind of like out of it. She's like, oh, we're having a meeting. Do you think you can be on board? Will you help us get it organized and stuff? I'm like, just put me down, because, you know, it's going to bother me not doing it, but I'm trying to do things. And of course, Kathy, your niece, called me the other day. can you come help me with the birthday party? I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll be there early. But these things, but I like, though, how you put, you're letting us use, you know, the create our own hero's journey. That's kind of nice to fill in, because even seeing that there, and that is, you know, that one spot, because when you do want to sit down, and even when Linda says, you know, and you have that blank sheet of paper in front of you, and I don't know how many times, you know, I may have like this notebook, and it's like, okay, and you're holding your pen, where do I start? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, I know my name, and then that's all you see, Carmela, you know, and everything, but it makes it easier. So it's like, I can sit down and, you know, and just kind of just flow, and you're giving us, sharing tools to make it a lot easier to get going. You know, it's like,
and again, I'm trying to pay those forward, because someone actually helped me out with those along the way. And it is a struggle. But the one thing I want to mention, Carmela, to you is what I'm hearing a little bit of a broader vision. And, you know, I like, you know, that when you said to make your life easier. And again, I'm tossing this out, tuck it away, think on it. Easy life with Carmela. Just tuck that away as maybe a tagline or whatever, because it encompasses everything that you want to do. And you can share all about, you know, your tips and tricks and things that you've helped people over the years. And all of a sudden your tribe is going to find you. And so what you're doing is you're not out there helping everybody. You're teaching them the stuff that you know, because you've got all of that. That's why they always call on you. Carmela can do it. We know she's got that skill set. And so, because so many people don't have that skill set. And so that could be something that you could teach. And again, remember, I'm a passive income coach, so I'm always thinking about what you girls can do that would, you could do it once and get paid for it over and over and over. And if you could create a course or a meetup or something on teaching folks how to be more organized and all those things that you've learned over the years, you could monetize that over and over and over. Because at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is to not work more. Our ultimate goal is to have more income and work less. And I'm not saying don't work. I mean, I work every day, but I love what I'm doing. I don't get up and go, oh, I got to go punch a time clock and wait tables or do nails or, you know, or whatever. I get up every morning and I go, oh, I get to sit in the parlor and visit with all my guests this morning. And I don't have a timeline. It's just whenever they're done visiting, I'm done visiting. You know, I let them kind of steer the ship. And then the worst case scenarios, I have a couple of beds to make, but I can do that anytime between 11 and 3. So it's not like I have a boss that says that has to be done by 11:15, you know. I can say, oh, Mark's still hanging out. Let me go have another cup of coffee with Mark. I got plenty of time. I can make those beds, you know, or Mark's coming home early. Let me go get the beds done, because when he gets home, we're going to take off and, you know, and go antiquing or something. And so it's that freestyle living. It's that passive income that you can create that then just pays over and over and over. So that's kind of what I want to impress is, always be thinking about how you can make it passive income. Yeah. Alicia, any aha moments from you?
So I am a graphic designer too. And I focus on working with authors and designing book covers, but I also really love doing websites. your website, the header, the your menu, like not having the menu up there. Like I don't know if I have seen it, I've never paid attention to it. If someone did not have it on a desktop, like, you know, you see the little, mm-hmm. as you call it, the hamburger on mobile devices, mm-hmm. but not on a, not usually on a desktop, but I love that because one thing that I tell people, like, make it simple for people to find you, make it simple for people, mm-hmm. to do that. Like, is revolutionary to me. I love that. Love it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, because you want them to focus on that button, really. Like, that's, mm-hmm. so great. So great. Like,
and I want them to see themselves in that header picture.
Right.
I don't want them to see me. Now I can be in the picture, but I want them to see themselves in that header picture. And so again, I appreciate, you know, Linda's comment about, you know, when you scroll down my page now and those pictures that are mine, mm-hmm. showing the freestyle living it, in all of them, it shows that we're laughing, we're having fun. We're, you know, it's not this sales page. It's a fun page. And that's the feeling I want my tribe to walk away with.
Absolutely. And you do, mm-hmm. you know, all of your photos speak freestyle living, you know, and fun, or, mm-hmm. you know, enjoy your life, you know? So I loved it.
Okay. And those are just examples. So, I can't wait to see what all of you actually create. Linda's got a beautiful website and it definitely gives her message and feeling that she wants to give. It's very calming. And she's talking about the legacy of love and end of life decisions. And her page definitely speaks to the audience. She's definitely entering the conversation in their minds. She's not making them enter the conversation in hers. And so that's the main thing when you're putting together your website, is you want to enter the conversation in their minds and you want to answer their questions before they ask. You want to answer their questions before they ask on your website. You know, how can I learn more about this? How can I do it inexpensively? Where can I get episodes that teach me what I need to know? And so you want to answer their questions before they ask. Okay, last comments from anyone.
Yours does that. And it does that beautifully. It does that beautifully.
It converts very well. And so I'm very proud whenever I'm out at a networking event. And again, it's my name, kathybenner.com. I don't have this long, you know, URL, mm-hmm. that nobody can remember. And when folks, you know, meet me and they know who I am, you know, they can usually remember Kathy Benner if they've seen me 3 or 4 times, and then finding me makes it easier for them. And again, I don't know about you, but I've got some friends who have created a business and then they've named the URL, the business name. And then I want to refer someone over to them and I'm thinking, okay, that's John Smith, but what did he call that? So the next thing you know, I'm trying to find John Smith and hope that there's a link somewhere in Google that'll give me a clue to help me remember what his business name was, and then my phone rings and then somebody walks in the door and the next thing you know, I don't go back to it. And so I never referred him. And I had full intentions on referring him to a friend. And by the time life gets in the way, I'm like, oh, what was I doing? I was going to refer somebody. Don't remember who that was now. And so there is business lost that a referral would have gone through. And so you have to make it easy. Make it as easy as possible for your customer to find you. And so that's why even with my podcast and my blog, it's Freestyle Living by Kathy Benner. I put that in the name. Mm-hmm. So when they Google Kathy Benner, it comes up. I want them to be able to, if they say, oh, let me show you Kathy's blog. And all they can remember is it's free something. No, it's Kathy. Let me Google. And there it is. Right. When they Google it, it comes up. And I know Linda struggles because there's so many Linda Thomases. I actually did a little background check on my name the other day. There's two of us, two in the entire country, two of us that spell our name the same. There's a Katie Benner that spells it B-E and her first name is Katie. That's the only other one that's close. And there's only one other gal that's Kathy with a K and Benner spelled the way mine is. So there's only two of us. And so
may I ask, what is your website, Linda?
I actually have two websites that go with those two main areas that I described, and they aren't, So my overarching one is ichooseabundance.com. The one for the course is Legacy of Love Project, or Your Legacy of Love. But I also did get lindathomas.net. And in my spare time, I'm going to try to tie things in with that to make it nice and simple, like Kathy said. But Kathy, I appreciated what you said about putting your name, your personal name, in the blog name. That might be really helpful for me with my blog.
Yeah, because that way, if somebody just Googles your name, it still will come up on the Google search. And then we'll say, oh, there's the blog, or there's the podcast. Yeah.
And I do that in YouTube. I'm gradually building some products in, some videos in YouTube, and I put my name at the end of every title just for that recognition to build a portfolio, so to speak.
And again, that's all about the branding. You know, your name becomes part of your branding, and what you're doing is you're just trying to make it easier for folks to find you. And so Google your own name, you know, and see, you know, search for it in whatever your favorite search engine is, and search for it out there and see what comes up. And so even before you buy URLs, I like to put them in a search engine and see to make sure that there's not like 50 pages of it, of that name. For example, when we wanted to open our bed and breakfast, and I finally settled on that I wanted it to be a Gatsby theme, because I'm all about the literature and writing and all of that. And I wanted it to be a Gatsby theme. Anything that had the word Gatsby in it put us on page 500,000 on the internet, you know, because there's everything Gatsby all over the place. And so what I did is I got out my book, The Great Gatsby, and I opened up the book. And again, if anybody's read The Great Gatsby, it's a very easy read, very thin book. And so I opened it up and I just started looking for names, phrases, anything. And I just kept searching. Let's search for Nick. You know, Nick didn't put me on the first page, but let's search. And of course, Nick Carraway is the narrator of the book. And I put in Daisy, who was Gatsby's love interest. Well, Daisy, yeah. What, 20,000 pages of flowers before you got to anything that represented Daisy. And so I thought, man, how am I going to get on the first page? And I finally put in Carraway, and it was only a half a page of names of Carraway. So I said, ah, now I'm onto something. So then I became the Carraway Guest House. And when you put in Carraway Guest House, we're the entire front page, the entire first page of a search engine. But I had to engineer that. I had to reverse engineer. I had to decide, what is it that would get me on the first page before I ever bought the domain? Is that helpful to folks as you're searching URLs? All right. I know we've gone over, but it's been great conversation. Thank you so much for being with me today. We never did get Sujana back again. She was trying to get on and I kept watching for her, but she never came back on. So it could be that her Wi-Fi was out today. Anyway, this has been recorded. It's going to be in kathybenner.com. Anybody that's interested, just go to the free meetups and click through. You'll see the Build a Better Business. You can register there and listen to all of our replays. And again, see how easy that is? Just go to kathybenner.com. Scroll down to the free meetups. You'll find us right there. So I try to make it as easy as possible. So with that said, put it on your calendars. We're going to use the same Zoom ID. If you go in the upper left corner of your screen, the little green shield, you'll see that webinar ID. You can open that up and copy and paste that over into your calendar if you want. That way you don't have to search for it. And so we use the same Zoom ID every month. So join us next month. And again, we're still going to be talking about offers. Today was all about the mid-level, you know, finding something. Again, it can be anything. You know, you can arrange your offers, whatever you want that mid-level to be. I choose courses that I can write once and sell 100 times over. And my course sales every month just off of my website pays for all my overhead for the business. It pays for all my platforms and programs and Zoom platform, anything that I buy for the business, just my course sales covers all that. Yes, Alicia.
What do you use for your course platform, I guess?
I'm using Teachable.
teachable. Okay.
Yeah. But there, again, there's all kinds of platforms out there, and Linda has an all inclusive one that she can do her website, her teaching, her videos. It all sits on one platform, and I'm using Zoom to do my meetups like this one. And then I hold all of those in Vimeo, and I put a backup over in YouTube so that I have a backup. So I've got two places where I'm parking, if you will, my videos. And then I write all my courses right into Teachable. And so I have my website, I have my blog, I have my Teachable, I have my Zoom. So I'm spread out over maybe four or five platforms, and Linda's all under one platform. So again, it's what works best for you. I started piecemealing mine together. And so now I'm like, do I really want to roll it all over into one single platform? I'm not adverse to that. I just, right, I'm comfortable the way it is. And it's doing everything I need it to do. And most folks, if they're your audience and they tap in, they're not generally going, wonder what platform Alicia's using for this. Most people, they don't, as long, again, they're entering your information, asking themselves, what's in this for me? And so they really don't care what platform you're on. So it's whatever one works best for you. And again, in our mastermind, we do get down into the weeds a little more on platforms and how they work. Yes, Alicia.
I was just wondering, what is the one that Linda uses that is one space?
Yeah, I have one that I'd love to connect with you and tell you about it, since you build websites, but it is extremely affordable, and unlimited funnels and web pages, and the calendar's built in, membership area's built in, e-commerce is built in, and you're not getting involved in plugins and all of that, to me, mind-numbing stuff that you get into with like WordPress.
Oh god.
Yeah, I'm not a WordPress girl either.
Yeah. WordPress is way out for me.
if you want, I can throw my links page into the chat.
Sure.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, make sure you click everyone there, because sometimes it doesn't automatically click over to everyone. Make sure it says everyone.
Let me get that into everyone. Let's see.
Perfect. And again, this is what we're all about. It's all about sharing, and the tide rises all ships. So anything that I can give or help with, it makes my day. It's kind of what my world is all about. And that's why, as I'm out here teaching and helping folks, it's all about attracting my tribe of folks that think the same way. Yes, I love it.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. And again, under kathybinner.com, you can go to my resource page and notice all of my resources as well. If there's anything there that is helpful, please click through on those. And just know, for me and Linda, and for all of you eventually, there's affiliate links that we're using, and it doesn't cost the person clicking in. It doesn't cost them anymore. Sometimes it even gives them some special benefits. And then it also pays us all different ways. Sometimes I get points, sometimes I get a check, sometimes I get, you know, a bigger program. I mean, it just depends on what the affiliate link will do. But we teach that also in passive income, that once you find products that you love, absolutely have a resource. It's like Oprah's favorite things. Who doesn't love to go to the Oprah show when she's giving away her favorite things, you know? And you realize that they're her favorites for a reason. And so these are our favorites for a reason that we put on our resource pages. And so we're there to try to help each other. So I love that. All right, ladies, we will see you next time. And anybody that's interested in joining any of the masterminds, be sure and click through under the mastermind section under kathybinner.com. And remember that if you go to the contact me page and tell me a second mastermind, you get two for the same $25 membership. So tap through if you're interested. If you're not ready for that, please come back to all the free stuff. We love having you here, and we will see everybody next month. So thank you so much for being with me today, and talk to everybody later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, you guys.